I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. The Department of Transportation and Development is about to tackle a $3 million project that will help relieve traffic along Millhaven Road. The Department of Transportation and Development's work is an extension of the project the Interstate 20 Economic Development District funded to connect the frontage road at Sparks Nissan to Millhaven Road. The $700,000 Pecanland Drive Interstate 20 North frontage road extension began in February with funding from the I-20 Economic Development District. It was delayed for several months while the I-20 district was inactive. An abortion rights organization wants a federal judge to hold enforcement of Louisiana's new abortion law while its request for a permanent block is in court. U.S. District Judge John DeGravels is hearing arguments today. The law requires doctors who perform abortions to be able to admit patients to a nearby hospital starting September 1st. The Center for Reproductive Rights says doctors haven't had enough time to get those privileges, so the law would probably shut down Louisiana's five abortion clinics. Lawyers for Louisiana's health secretary say the doctors say they probably won't get admitting privileges, so it makes little sense to give them more time. They also say the doctors could have gotten more time by telling the state earlier that they'd applied for admitting privileges. A group supporting taxpayer-funded private school tuition vouchers is appealing a federal judge's order that Louisiana must provide regular reports to federal officials on the state's voucher program. U.S. District Judge Ivan Lamel ordered the reports in April. He ruled that they are needed to make sure Louisiana complies with a 1975 desegregation order about state money going to private schools. The order requires that the state provide federal officials with a list of voucher applicants, information on schools in the voucher program, and enrollment and racial breakdowns on public schools and private schools in the voucher program. Some voucher supporters, represented by the conservative Goldwater Institute, say the ruling resulted from a Justice Department effort to stifle the voucher program. State officials have said that the ruling will not impede the program. More details are coming out about the death of a Nacogdoches Central High School student who passed away from injuries he sustained during a fight at school Tuesday. Louisiana Radio Network's Jeff Palermo hears more about the incident.
NCHS Principal Bill Gordy says 18-year-old Jonquerry Smith died as a result of a head injury he sustained after getting punched by another student.
They had no interaction prior to this, just a random act of violence.
That random act of violence has led to a manslaughter charge against a 16-year-old student who authorities have identified as Timothy Ray Robinson. Counselors are available to grieving students. Gordy says Smith will be missed.
Nice young man. Speaks to me, I'd say, 3 or 4 days a week.
Jeff Palermo reports.
The Princess Theater in Winsboro presents What I Did for Love, a tribute to Broadway's love songs, with performances beginning tonight at 7 o'clock and they run through Saturday at 7 p.m. each evening. Musical Review will salute Broadway show tunes from past and present that focus on love in its many shapes and forms. The cast of community members from the surrounding area includes Kyle Kaufman, Sherry Randall, and Craig Beeman. The production is part of the Princess Theater's 2014 concert series. KEDM weather forecast, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms during the afternoon today. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies, the high in the mid-90s. A slight chance of rain this evening with mostly cloudy skies, the low in the low 70s.